Weekend Breakfast, Allison Curtis with you today at FM, and as promised, Stephen and Anita Mangan have joined me on the show again. Hello, Anita. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. It's lovely to be back.
Yay, Stephen. How are you?
Good, thank you. Excited for the book come out. It's a great day.
It's so exciting, and I love that it's short stories, guys. And I think that that's a lovely way to go. Stephen, tell us the title and what it's all about.
Well, the book is called Welcome to Weird Street. And as you say, it's a collection of short stories. I kind of love short stories. And my youngest is still 10. So I read to him every night. And I just love the fact sometimes you can pick up a story and finish it in one sitting. And I know as well that some children find big chunky novels a bit daunting. So they're kind of linked short stories. It's about a girl who finds a cat that seems lost, so she knocks on some doors to see if she can find where it lives, and she works her way down Weird Street, and every house she knocks on we meet a whole different scenario and set of characters, and there's a little story behind the door of each house. And my little sister Anita did the brilliant illustrations for it, and they're fantastic.
I just love the idea, and it's always, and I think I might have said this before based on your previous books, but like it's always the simplest ones in a way, or the obvious ones that are the best. Like, and I don't mean obvious as in you're not both creative, as in it just makes a lot of sense. And Anita, like you're obviously behind it again with the illustrations and everything. It's the eighth time working with your brother. Obviously, it's going well.
We do get on well together. We both have our job in the process. You know, he doesn't do any illustrations. I don't do any of the writing. So there's nothing to argue about.
And what about Anita? Are there any real life inspiration stories behind this, or they're all fiction? You don't have weird neighbors, do you?
I don't. Do you, Stephen?
Only in my head. I think it's there's something intriguing, isn't there, about other people's houses and other people, the way other people live. You know, we all grow up thinking that our house is the normal one, and then you realize that not everyone lives their lives in the same way. And there's all sorts of weird and exciting and interesting people and stories out there. But yeah, I mean, the books they're pretty out there, some of those stories. If my neighbors were behaving in the way that this happens in the book, I would be very concerned.
or if there were courgettes talking.
There's one story about two courgettes at the bottom of the fridge, wondering which one of them's going to get eaten first. Yeah, that's why I love writing for that sort of 9 to 12-year-old age group, because they'll kind of go with you anywhere. They can get quite sophisticated ideas, but they're also still young enough to just take a leap with you, and they, you know, they're so imaginative at that age. And it was the age I fell in love with reading, so I just try and write the books, I suppose, that I would have loved to have read when I was that age. I like funny books. I like, yeah.
The courgette story, actually, it does remind me of how, like, even as an adult, I still kind of go, what if that did have a personality, or what if that was actually alive?
I was talking to someone yesterday who said that, you know, half the reason they became vegetarian was not to feel guilt. And now that I'm writing stories about courgettes, worrying about whether they're going to be chopped up and fried.
No food is safe. But I like
no
that.
No food is safe.
I like the idea, again, that each story, you know, that is contained, and like some of them are like the spooky stories. And actually, Anita, you're the animation that you put up on your own Instagram just yesterday or the day before, going down the street, like giving us little, you know, ideas of what is behind each door. I love that as well.
Oh, for me, drawing each house, I wasn't supposed to draw this many drawings for the book, but I couldn't resist, like the chapter opener being the house of the story, and just giving kids a hint as to what's going on, but not giving the story away in the drawing. It was so fun. And then obviously you've got 23 houses. It lends itself to walking down the road, as in effect.
Definitely. And Stephen, like, I suppose you just touched on that as well there, and maybe we spoke about this last time as well, but when we do have children's authors on, or books for young authors, we do talk a lot about how there's a lot of competition in that market, but also you're competing with screens. So to come up with stories that draw people in, it's still so important. Cool. It's lovely to hear that you read to your son, because that time has passed in our household, but it's lovely.
Yeah, it's precious, isn't it? And it is hard. You know, the so much competition from screens, all sorts of different screens, television and phones and iPads and all the rest of it. But there is so much unique pleasure to be had from reading that I mean, it doesn't come from a preachy place. It's just I loved it so much. I don't want them to miss out. And you know, it is bewildering. There are so many books out there. It's very hard to fight your way through the jungle because not all children will like all books. You have to find the right book for each particular child. And even in the house, one child might like a certain type of book, another one won't. So you don't want to put them off by putting the wrong book in front of them. And they go through all that work and you get them to sit down, they actually read, and then it kind of actually puts them off in a way. It's like sitting in front of a bad film or going to a bad play.
Yeah.
You don't want it to put you off the whole genre. So yeah, it is tricky. And sometimes my son and I will sit down and start a story and after 10 pages go, do you know what? We're just not into it. And other people may love it, but it's not for us. So you move on. And we all know that when you find a book, when you find an author that you love, it is like meeting a best friend. It is like meeting someone who gets you, who entertains you, who can open up the world in your imagination. And it's absolutely fantastic. So you're always trying to get those books in front of the right children and open up their love of reading.
It's also been proven that most kids love funny books. So that's another reason why, that's what we know, the funny, isn't it, Stephen?
Yeah.
Aren't we hilarious?
Well, we're making ourselves laugh, if nobody else.
Yeah, exactly.
But Stephen, you just said exactly the same thing. We had Katie Kirby on about 3 weeks ago talking about the Lottie Brooks books. And she said, it is that thing that when you find a book that you like, you found a best friend. And when we were talking in studio, I was thinking about my favorite thing we had a cottage still in Canada and there's like a little wraparound porch. Is a child remember reading those books and just getting so immersed and then coming out, you know, coming up for air and kind of going, no, I want to go back in. Like, it is a fantastic feeling. And Anita, I'm sure you had that as well growing up with books.
Oh, absolutely. And I have it now. You know, I can't wait. I go to bed super early just so I can stay awake and read.
Yeah, that's better than scrolling.
And I'm constantly buying new books because I just think, oh, that one would be good for me. And I've got a pile next to my bed because I'm quite a slow reader. I'm more of a visual person, but I love it. I love getting into books, but I do like to take my time, which is fine.
I'm the same. I absolutely am the same. And before I let you go as well, the last time we were talking, about all the family connections in County Mayo as well. Am I like completely wrong or am I right in this, that connection to Angela Scanlon?
Yeah. Angela I did Angela's talk show a few years ago. And just before I went on, my Uncle Eamon messaged me saying, you know, you're related to her. And her dad messaged her, Angela, to say, you know, you're related to Stephen. So we worked it out. We are third cousins once removed, I think. Wow. Is right. So yeah, Eamon showed me the family tree and my uncle showed me the family tree. It goes back to the sort of Belmarle area. This heiress, basically, her dad and my dad, there's a connection through that branch. So yeah, we are.
It's a beautiful
two showbiz Mayo people.
She also coincidentally lives about four roads down from me. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We've bumped into each other and given each other a big kind of third cousin once removed hug.
But we were just talking about the whole, how much there is, obviously there is a connection going that years and years and years between the two countries and the Irish being the genesis, the point of it all as well. So thank you so much. Welcome to Weird Street. It is gorgeous. It's lovely. I love the story that your siblings and you work so well together. Because I think I was saying it to you last time, my sister would not want to work with me. There's no way.
Well, you'd never know. Never say never.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for joining Weekend Breakfast, Stephen and Anita. Continued success. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM. Today FM.